This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean too, and around the world via the internet and satellite, streaming live online. Now a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever they happen to be listening to us from right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. A big thank you. Now to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico, William and the bunch up there in the northern tundra, as well as in Wyoming and Montana, I might add, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and to the merchant marine guys and gals out there, thanks very much for what you're doing. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have our friend Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party and retired U.S. Air Force. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
We are ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United,
States
of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel Jim, we had the big Super Tuesday event yesterday, and a lot of people are saying the big winner was Joe Biden. Well, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but in terms of numbers, Bernie Sanders was right there, right along with him. Now, the delegate count right now, without counting California, because it's not totally in yet, and Texas, because it's not totally in yet, and Maine, because it's undecided, the delegate count right now has Biden up 453 to 382 over Sanders.
Yeah, that's relatively close, considering Super Tuesday. So, there's a lot of momentum, on both sides for both Biden and Bernie. Biden started to surge, so to speak, as we saw, earlier in the week and over the weekend. And, Bernie is standing there right with him. And, we'll see how this comes down, and I think your numbers are gonna be pretty close to what's gonna occur. But in the end, and I've been saying this, Bernie will stay in all the way till the end. He'll run as a third party, and that will create a problem for the Democrats, because even though he is not a Democrat, he is actually an independent. Mm-hmm. Many Democrats are voting for him, as we well know, and that will be a really interesting divide of the party, because he is running so far left, and the Democratic Party itself are trying to put the brakes on that now, because they're starting to see the impact of that. They don't want to be labeled as pure socialist. I mean, they're really scared about that. We heard Donna Brazile get really angry last night on some of the newscasts, because she is one of the key advisors, and she's trying to put the brakes on that. And of course, she sees what Trump is saying and what the Republicans are saying. We're labeling all of them as socialists, and she's trying to stop that.
That's right. And I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody. He's the chairman of the Republican Party of Hillsborough County, also retired United States Air Force. Well, let me just do a little rundown here. Joe Biden won Alabama. He won Arkansas. He won Massachusetts, where the home girl, Elizabeth Warren, finished third with no delegates. He won Minnesota. He won North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Bernie Sanders won California, Colorado, Utah, and Nevada, and Vermont, sorry. And Maine is still out, too close to call. Biden is up by some 1,600 votes, 0.8%.
Yeah, it's close, and we'll just have to see how this plays out today. I think the other big thing to watch is what happens to Warren, what happens to Bloomberg, and you know, is this going to be where are they gonna come down? On whose side are they gonna come down? There's some discussion going on that there's been a deal made between the Warren camp and the Biden camp, and Warren would be put on the ticket with Biden.
That's what I heard.
That would be really interesting. I don't know that that would help Biden. I think it would hurt it, because it would certainly give a guy by the name of Donald Trump plenty of talking points throughout, you know, the race if Biden is the presumptive nominee going into November.
Well, we'll know soon enough, and of course, with all of this that's going on right now, the prognosticators are having a field day, because, of course, Bloomberg spent $3 million to get five delegates in the American Samoa Island.
That's his new name, Samoa Mike. He's spent an incredible amount, and, you know, the big debate, those of you who have been following us talking about can billions of dollars or millions of dollars.
$700 million total.
Mm-hmm. By the time it's all end, I think they said by the end of the week when they add up all the money spent so far between him and Tom Steyers, it's going to be close to $1 billion.
Right.
And they got nothing.
Yep, that's it. All right, we'll be right back with more. Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, as well as retired U.S. Air Force colonel. We're going to talk about what the military is doing from a preparedness standpoint on the coronavirus outbreak. And the military is right there, right in the middle of it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Colonel Jim Morshark is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale when you shop at one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships or the Moss Acura dealership or the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, you have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, you also get peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, a lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. You will save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan. And remember, they work with over 40 banks, so you can get the best interest rates possible. If you got a job, basically, you can get a vehicle. It's just that simple. Now, three Moss Nissan locations to serve you. U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 in Crystal River, also in Homosassa Springs, U.S. 19, Moss Wholesale to the Public, and at 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, you've got Moss Nissan and the all-new Moss Acura dealership right there, side-by-side, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next to each other. So check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you, and here's why. When you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off whatever the vehicle is you're looking at. So very important. Make sure you tell them that. After all, $500. All right, Colonel Jim Warshark back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, Colonel, got to talk about the military
and the coronavirus, the way that they have things set up. Now, the military is very good when they go into foreign countries of preparing their soldiers, vaccines, and this, that, and the other, seeing to it that they don't get the local diseases in the areas and all that stuff. And they're doing it again with the coronavirus. They're working very diligently, very quickly, have been for several months ever since this reared its ugly head, and they're getting very close. I was told they're literally just a few weeks away from having a vaccine.
Yeah, that's correct. And understand the outbreak of the coronavirus happened many weeks after the first incident of this happened in China, and the military working closely with the intelligence community, as it does of what's going around the world. They don't only look at military threats; they look at all kinds of other threats, germ warfare. Starts preparing for these things. One, because we, as the captain said, we deploy thousands of troops around the world, and we've got to be ready for this. And of course, the coronavirus, one of the viruses that has always been on, you know, in the back of the minds of a lot of people, just wasn't just created in this situation, so to speak. Have been preparing for it, and you know, whether it's antibodies or vaccines for diseases, they are always looking forward and how to best keep our troops safe. And of course, you know, we do intel sharing with other countries, and the Israelis as well are working on one, and they're apparently weeks away too. So whether there was a corroborated effort or whether it's totally within the U.S. military who have been doing it, will be interesting to see when and how soon this comes out.
Now, I want to ask you a question about Syria, because Turkey and Syria and Russia are basically going at each other. We've had three Syrian jets shot down in the last week nearby Idlib in Syria, which is where the Syrians and the Russians are saying, oh, it's the last stronghold of the rebels and we're going after them. Well, yeah, but over the weekend, 33 Turkish troops were killed in a airstrike on their position by the Syrian Air Force. So since that time, three Syrian air jets have been downed by the Turks.
Right. This is a tit for tat between Turkey and Syria. In the mix here is Russia, and Russia has been a pretty significant supporter of Syria. Now, the Russians have also provided some arms sales and anti-air missiles to Turkey, but they're not the sole provider of the whole military equipment capability that the Turks have. It's predominantly NATO countries. And so Turkey has back-channeled, been called on the carpet by NATO and saying, okay, you got to be careful what you're doing here. We're not here to get into a war with Syria. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Russia has to be careful, because it's probably, I suspect, being talked to by their ally Syria, saying, hey, you know, whose side are you on? Help us out here. So you have this a series of, again, I'll use the word back-channel discussions going on between multiple nations. I think this will probably subside. Each side did something to each other, and they'll probably back off. The Turks' only real effort in this is their angst against the Syrian Kurds, the YPG, and that's pretty much it. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Yeah, Mel, Saratoga Springs.
Okay, what's up?
Yes, I appreciate your discussion about those camel jockeys over there in the desert. But what I wanted to speak in regards to about Biden and Warren taking her on possibly as his running mate. Didn't she have six young black American females that felt as though they were just being tokens on her? They were staff members on her campaign. she didn't really take them serious, neither did any of her other staff members. That now, what if President Trump brings those six females? Say she did, and we got Crazy Uncle Joe, who I believe is playing this dementia, the case he gets subpoenaed up to the DOJ for his son over there. But just say President Trump brought those six females on stage and had them tell their story to the public, especially to Black America, as to how they were treated.
All right.
In her campaign.
Okay, we'll find out. I know about what he's talking about there, Colonel, but I don't think Trump will do that. I don't think he has to.
Yeah, that's a good question, Mel. I tend to think, as the captain says, you know, there's a possibility they're gonna, if he ever needed to use them for some political purpose, but I don't think he wants to use them as props. I think that's something that will just subside and go away. It'll be in the background. That'll be for the pundits to discuss, if it needs be to be used, you know, politically, but I'm not sure the president would go that way.
Now,
it'll be interesting to see, though.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want to talk about, I definitely want to talk about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and the status there. Sidney Powell, the last thing we heard, we had some really good news. We're just waiting and biding our time, waiting on whatever's going to happen next. But what's the status of Lieutenant General Flynn's case right now?
Well, it goes to hearing on March 28th. And Sidney Powell's last effort, so to speak, was to, she sent a letter to the judge hearing the case, Judge Sullivan, and asked that his case be thrown out based on a whole mirrored list of things that we all know, that it was all the results of, it was all fabricated and made up. Nothing there. The 302s were rewritten, and basically saying you don't really have a case here because of essential fraud in the judicial process here. Please throw it out. I personally think that's what's going to happen. I think what she's done is back the judge into a corner. The judge, as anybody remembers, was selected by, during the Clinton administration to be a federal judge, and he's been on the court since the Obama administration, on the bench in Washington D.C. since the Obama administration.
Okay,
I think that's where we're at right now.
Okay, very quickly, if NATO is back channeling with Turkey to cut the malarkey and be careful with Syria, what is NATO doing regarding Turkey's overt incursions and combat operations in Libya? Nothing, to my knowledge.
Right. Right.
Yep, nothing. Not a thing. Okay. All right, well, Colonel, we'll talk to you next week, and stay low.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired. Check him out over at the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He is the chairman over there. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Our coverage continues of Super Tuesday as voters in 14 states went to the primary polls today. With a look at what's shaping up to be a big night for Joe Biden, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Chris, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont and Colorado. Right now, Texas and Minnesota, too close to call.
Thank you, Robin. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is looking forward to next Tuesday's primary in Michigan, saying at a town hall in Detroit this evening she's the woman who can beat Donald Trump.
I'm fighting back! Fighting back is an act of patriotism!
About a third of the primary delegates are up for grabs in today's balloting, California with the most at 415. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our friend Donna Fiducia up there listening to us up around Carrollton, Georgia, on listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. Now, it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. All right, time for the beach and boating forecast. Let's get going here. Alrighty, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, this is your beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Today, Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny all day. The winds are starting out of the south, and they'll be about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then this afternoon, they'll be out of the southwest, and they will go up to 15 to 20 miles an hour with some gusts out there. Seas start out 1 to 2, go to 2 to 4 this afternoon with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 67 degrees, the bay water temperature 68 degrees. The low tide happened at 4:16 a.m. High tide coming at 8:34 p.m. later on tonight. And don't forget the beach and boating forecast, always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is definitely your premier boat club in the country. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a national group of franchises. They've got 206 locations across the USA, many of which where you're listening to me right now. They have 3 in Canada. They have 6 in France. They have 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia. And the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay is the largest franchise with 450 boats and 30 locations. Now, they're headed to 600 boats and 50 locations, their expansion this year, and they're going all the way up to Gainesville. But now, you can get a discount on membership right here exclusively at the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay location. You get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. If you're just a regular old Joe or Gillette, how's that? But if you're also active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, including if you're the janitor at a hospital or whatnot, or a school teacher too, well then guess what? You get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, after you do that, pay off the rest of the membership, you'll definitely just get a membership monthly bill, and that's the way that works. Now, your membership also gives you a bonus of reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Yep, all 206 of them. Now, go to Freedom Boat Club. .com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. All right, joining us right now, we've got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, and good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing good. It's been an interesting night. Super Tuesday continues into Super Wednesday for us because I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. If they were in the real estate business, let's see, let's use this comparison. Biden just picked up real estate in Alabama, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia. And Sanders just got real estate in California, Colorado, Utah, and Vermont, with Maine sitting up there. Nobody knows where that's at because it's way too close. But you talk about somebody coming out of the darkness and suddenly jumping up the ladder. You got Joe Biden that's got 453 delegates to Bernie Sanders, 382.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's come down to an interesting race, just like they said last time that Sanders should have beaten Hillary.
Of course.
You know, so it's interesting how, you know, the overall Democratic Party is going to probably push Biden, right?
Well, they are. The mainstream Democrats are do not want to get that label there to go to the wacky left. So they definitely are pushing Biden ahead right now. But Bernie Sanders will be in it until he loses it, which he probably will. That's my prediction. And then Colonel Jim and I, Jim Marshak, were just talking about the fact that towards the end of things here, Bernie will go third party and run third party because he does have a significant base. And that's just where we'll be. We'll have third party Bernie.
Hey, that'll be interesting. We'll pull from the left. That'll
yeah.
Be interesting way it shakes out.
Now politics do funny things to business, and they can help business or they can hurt business depending on what happens. Now, I don't think that the business that I've seen, the goods and services and the houses and the apartments and all that stuff, I haven't seen any slowing down there. Have you?
No. Things are looking good here, especially, you know, where we're at here in Tampa Bay, the way we're positioned with the real estate. You know, a lot of people are bullish. I think all these scares, the different virus and things of that nature are, you know, forcing more people into real estate because it's the place where you have to live somewhere. You know, it's one of those things you can't, you know, you gotta live in a house and people, you know, if they're renting, they're paying too much in rent. That's a known fact. And so the thing is, you gotta buy real estate. You know, that's where people are doing right now.
Now, as a consumer quarterback, you do a lot of things for the people. They call you up. They have problems. You have a number of different people you work with. You can help them out. But one of the things we talk about that also kind of ties into the real estate thing is people don't realize they go to sell their home and they go to do a title search, and all of a sudden somebody's got something latched onto there that they didn't know was there. How can they get rid of that if they weren't responsible for getting it on there to begin with, like a lien or somebody changed the title? There's been a bunch of that nonsense going on. How can they make that change?
Yeah, and that's fake deed. They'll actually fake a deed and take your house from underneath you and be the actual owner, and then they'll refinance it. Now, most of the time that happens to people that are out of state that aren't, you know, paying in touch. It was a death or divorce, some type of situation. But, yeah, so what you want to do is do what they call a title update. You got to constantly update your title. One of our show partners does that for a, I think it's like a $9 a month fee. He'll do that for you and send you a report every month. He also records a document in there. That way when the thief starts looking, they say, oh, this one's already protected by this service. So that's what you have to do. You got to be careful because title insurance only insures your past. It doesn't do anything for the future. And that's the weird thing or the interesting thing about title insurance.
Yeah, and one of my neighbors had this happen to them, and that's why I bring this up. They only come down here in the wintertime, and they have like a winter cottage, you call it what you want, in the area where I live. And they came down, and they found out that there was somebody in the place that wasn't supposed to be there, and they no longer owned it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect example because they're upstate, you know, upstate half the year. And that's a target. You know, that's what these people target. So especially if you're in that position, you should look at, it's called Title Update. It's my friend Kevin, Kevin Overstreet. He wrote a book called Fraudshine State, and it's just a very nominal fee. And you could actually prepay it for a year for $100-something, and you get a little bit of a discount by doing that instead of doing it monthly. But yeah, that's a great idea to do because they can refinance, pull cash out, or actually, you know, own your home and live in it. And then you have to prove it. All the legal onus is on you at that point to prove it. And you know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. Now, we're running out of time here, so I want you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, give me a call anytime, guys. Call or text our hotline number. It's 813-670-7372. You can call or text 813-670-7372. And check out our website. There's a lot of information on our consumerqb.com for the radio and TV show partners, consumerqb.com. And then our real estate company is platinummvpteam.com. It's platinummvpteam.com. You can see all of our real estate listings over there.
All righty. And you might even see Brandon at one of the gun shows we do. We'll be doing one coming up here the 14th and 15th in Largo.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'd love to do it.
All righty, we'll talk to you soon, Brandon.
Thanks, Captain Bruce. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, it's Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, and he is the real deal when it comes to helping people. He definitely gets out there and helps different people in the community with their problems and has all kinds of people. You can call him up or look him up, consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. Look him up, and he can help you with a lot of different problems that you have or certainly point you in the right direction. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back, final segment. And we're gonna once again reiterate the election last night, Super Tuesday, and give you some numbers and tell you what's changed, if anything. Joe Biden surprised some people. Bernie Sanders surprised some people. But it's not as close as you think, and we'll tell you what's going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday edition today is brought to you by the Two Guys Gun and Knife shows. Now, smaller is definitely better when it comes to some things. And when it comes to the Two Guys Gun and Knife shows, I'll tell you what. You can find a large display of antique weapons and antique knives and guns, both from the Revolutionary, the Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars. And again, it's something that you definitely should take advantage of. Now, the next gun show that we're coming to is going to be the one in Largo. And Susie Q and I will be there on March the 14th, and I'll be back on March the 15th. I'll be there both days. It's a local show, so I'm there for 2 days. That's a Saturday and Sunday, March 14th and 15th, at Minreg Hall. That's Min, M-I-N-N, like Minnesota. Minreg Hall at 6340 126 Avenue North, Largo. That's on the west side of U.S. 19, between Roosevelt and Omerton. Very easy to find. You get off on the frontage road and you drive right in, so there you go. But back to the matter is, folks,
you can get some great deals there. And, of course, gun shows are interesting. This particular show there, the last time we were there, they had a big fishing pole and fishing equipment to exhibit. They had some camping gear there, some stuff, all sorts of different things to go along with as well. So, again, March 14th and 15th in Largo. And to find out more information, you can go to twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com, the website, and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did, and it'll open up a whole new avenue, a whole new door for you. Now, not to be outdone by things in general, the Super Tuesday vote, about 1,350, that's I'm rounding the number off, delegates were there. But the results only increase the likelihood that no candidate will have enough delegates for a first ballot victory at their convention in the Democratic Party, which means more chaos. Now, the media is hyperventilating over Joe Biden, but everyone should remember that he is just as terrible a candidate right now as he was a few days ago and a few years ago. And at the same time, establishment Democrats have ganged up to try to deny Bernie Sanders the nomination, which is causing even more mayhem. And even if Bernie is not on November's ballot, his big government socialist ideas will be, because they've become the mainstream in today's Democratic Party. Now, in my opinion, President Trump will wipe the floor with whatever Democrat is unlucky enough to be the nominee. And I'll tell you this much, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, the Democratic nomination, I totally believe that he will wind up running as a third-party candidate. Why? Because of all the people. Because of all the people that are supporting him. He thinks he has a plurality. And I think that he's literally got his socks on fire right now to want to do something. But anyway, that's just the way I think. Now, the Super Tuesday results were as follows, if you're just waking up, so we'll say this for you. Joe Biden won Alabama. He won Arkansas. He won Massachusetts easily. Elizabeth Warren finished third. And I don't think she's going to get any delegates from her home state. Biden also won Minnesota. Kudos to the people in Minnesota for that, because you rejected Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar out there doing the love handshake and all that stuff together, telling you, oh, we're all for America. No, you're not. And Ilhan Omar's in trouble, and that proved it right there. That proved part of what I've been trying to tell you for the last 6 months to a year. Also, Biden won North Carolina. He won Oklahoma. He won Tennessee. He won Texas. He won Virginia. And Sanders won the big prize, which was California, 415 delegates. However, it's going to be split up. We'll see how that winds up. Four people are going to get delegates there, four people. And in California, we'll see how that works out. Also, the state of Maine is too close to call. Now, here's where the delegates stand right now, without the delegates being divvied out from Texas and from California and from Maine, which is too close to call, Maine. Joe Biden's on top with 453. Bernie Sanders is in second with 382. Then you have Elizabeth Warren with 50, Mike Bloomberg with 40, and then the people down below that don't even count. But there you go. There you have the rest of the story. And those are the numbers at the moment. Those are the four, top four. What's going to happen? I don't know. I don't think anybody does. But certainly, I don't believe that Joe Biden's going to run away with this. There's too many states where Bernie has still got an opportunity to do very well, and no more Super Tuesdays, but there'll be some states or some days where they'll have maybe two or three states put together. Florida, I believe, on the 17th is one of two or three states on their primary day, because, yes, that's when Florida's primary is. So just think about that. By the way, final few minutes of the program here brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. And remember this, folks. If you really want to try something better than the big box stores when it comes to your draperies, your blinds, your shades, your shutters, then why don't you try the hometown specialists that do it the best, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they do business up here in Tampa, too, St. Pete. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue. And just that you're there when you see that. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are, of course, a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and service. Try to find that at a big box store. They'll charge you a lot of extra money for that. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. You can wave at that red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it driving around. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, again, the number, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. He'll open the door wide open for you. Now, today, the prognosticators are going to be all over the place telling you all about this great Super Tuesday and what happened and why it happened and who did this and who did that, but nobody really knows. I mean, do we know why Bernie Sanders didn't run the table yesterday? Sure. People don't want his brand of socialism in a number of these states. And they realize that that's exactly what it is. They get it. Bernie doesn't, but they do, because he doesn't see anything wrong with it. He thinks his new kind of socialism is just what the country needs to bring it back from the depths and the slopes that Donald Trump did and this, that, and the other. What a bunch of crap. What a bunch of crap. All right, let's see here. We got some numbers coming off of the latest delegate tracker. Biden, 461. Bernie, 404. Bloomberg, 46. Warren, 34. Somehow I don't think that's updated correctly, but we'll check it. Those are just numbers that were sent to me. And, all right, we'll see where the next debate they have, we'll see where the candidates are positioned on stage as to who's in the number one slot. I think it'll be Biden. I don't see any way that it can't be. So, again, And again, thanks to everybody who participated today in the program, all the people in the chat room, Eric and Major Mac and Colonel Jim and Dee Dee was in there earlier, and Denise and Frank and Ron and Cousin Vinny. I know I'm forgetting somebody out. But anyway, thanks to everybody. And I will be back tonight on the Ray Didio, telling you all about what's going on. Again, tomorrow's News Tonight right here. And to those of you that have to go on and do something really serious today, do it right the first time. All right. Our show's all about we the people. It's all about we the people. We run the show. We run the boss. We are the bosses of applesauce. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay low. God bless.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.